There is a growing chorus of states and conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up, for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is, OCD.
This is Outkast Radio. I am OCD. Toll-free nationwide, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you want to email, ocdaustin@yahoo.com. And the brand-new website, which has been reconfigured and reconfigured yet again. I can't believe how good this website is and looks. And Powers, I want to thank you so much for doing a fantastic job. The website is outcastradio.net. All the stories you'll hear tonight, you can find at outcastradio.net. Unfortunately, we start with a very sad story. Robin Williams, the manic comic, who more from TV's Mork and Mindy show, is dead of an apparent suicide. He was 63. Emergency personnel were called to Williams' home in California at 11:55 a.m. local time per the Marin County Sheriff's Office. He was found unconscious and pronounced dead at the scene. In a brief statement, his publicist, Mara Boxton, said Williams had been battling severe depression as of late, and this is a tragic and sudden loss. The family respectfully asked for privacy as they grieve during this difficult time. In July, Williams entered rehab for his second time, but not because of a relapse. He reportedly spent a few weeks at Hazleton Addiction Treatment Center in Minnesota. The actor spoke publicly about his battle with substance abuse in 2006. He saw treatment for alcoholism after 20 years of sobriety. A rep for the doctor said in a statement that Robin found himself drinking again and had decided to take proactive measures to deal with his own addiction and his own well-being. During an interview with Good Morning America, months later, Williams explained that falling back into alcohol abuse was very gradual. The actor admitted he also struggled with cocaine abuse in the early 80s while starring in the sitcom Mork and Mindy, but quit cold turkey after his friend John Belushi OD'd in 82. Back in 1978, when I was 21 years of age, I actually got on a plane, left New York, flew to Los Angeles with $150 in my pocket, and my dream was to be a stand-up comedian. After about 3 days, I ran out of money, checked into a seedy hotel, actually a motel, on Century Boulevard, and 3 days later, I was performing at the Comedy Store in Westwood. And I did that for 3 years. I did okay. I showcased. But one night, I actually had two experiences I'll never forget while doing stand-up in Los Angeles. One was seeing Sam Kennison before he was good. I remember it was about 2 o'clock in the morning. And what you do when you work the comedy circuit is you watch other comedians while you're waiting to get on. And occasionally some heavy hitters will come on late at night to work out their stuff, guys like Jay Leno. And in this case, Sam Kennison, who I'd never heard of because he wasn't famous yet, got on stage, and I had never laughed so hard in my life, and there were only 8 of us in the club. The other experience I had that I'll never forget was Robin Williams. I was actually with my first wife, Robin, and we were at the Westwood Comedy Store, and he came in completely unannounced, and again, there were only about eight of us in the club. And we're sitting in the front row, and we're absolutely blown away that Robin Williams is like 2 feet away doing stand-up and just improvising and cracking up everyone who was in the club. He's in the middle of this wonderful riff. And my wife, then-wife, Robin, chimes in the middle of his routine, "Hey, Robin, my name is Robin, too." And there was complete silence, and he just sort of looked at her and did about 5 minutes of material on her. And it was absolutely hilarious. Robin Williams was, without a doubt, one of the funniest guys on the planet. And he had his demons. 20 years he dealt with it in sobriety and went back out. You know, I'm going on 21 myself, and when I read after 20 years of going out, it really hit me. But that was back in 2006. So it's a really sad story. I mean, the guy was a comic genius, one of the funniest guys I've ever seen in my life, and he will be missed. And I was talking to Dan before the show, and we're both kind of taken aback by this because it just came out of nowhere. I was meeting another friend. His name is Wes Saxton, and he'll be on the show during the 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock hour as we get into the conspiracies du jour. But I had just pulled it up 2 hours ago. I was over at Jason's Deli, and I was like, really? I mean, 63. You know, it just goes to show you, you know, in the program they say one day at a time. And what do I say on the show all the time? I say try to get right with God and enjoy the day, because this might be your last day. You don't know. So enjoy it, in spite of listening to my show. And the other story I want to get into is Tony Stewart, A History of Rage. If you go to the website, outcastradio.net, I've got the unedited version posted. And I was debating whether to post it, but I decided to, because the more I read about this, the more this is turning into a JFK conspiracy on a much smaller scale. And the more I've looked into it, I've watched this video probably 10 times. And there is something to it. If you look at the unedited version, you'll notice something. But you've got to study it. And you can find it at outcastradio.net. Tony Stewart's History of Rage. If you haven't heard the story, well, he ran over another driver on Saturday and killed him. Footage shows NASCAR star's confrontation on the track as investigators say charges have not been ruled out over the death of the fellow racer. The other driver, Ward, had been racing in upstate New York when he spun out and smashed into a wall. What actually happened was that Tony Stewart ran him into the wall, something he's notorious for. Ward climbed out of his car and marched back to the dirt track, where he angrily pointed at Stewart's car as it drove around the track. Witnesses said Stewart's vehicle appeared to fishtail before it hit Ward, dragging him underneath and throwing him in the air. The young driver was killed in the collision. If you watch the video, there's two things I've noticed. One, a caution flag was out, so all the cars were slowed down. The car before Tony Stewart was going very slow. It appears that Stewart was actually accelerating and fishtailed, and it was the fishtail that killed Ward. Back on Monday, the sheriff at TMZ and TMZ Sports said they had turned up no video. What happened was, these race car drivers have video cameras in their cars and audio. They're always talking to the crew. But today, the sheriff told TMZ Sports that they had no video and no audio evidence from Stewart's team because the crew claimed there was none. And when I read that sentence, the first thing I thought was Nixon in 18 minutes. Are you kidding me? That's what you guys do. You videotape all of this all the time. TMZ pointed out it was strange, as Stewart commonly uses a small camera in his car. Drivers and their crew also communicate on a regular basis via audio. Stewart has cooperated with authorities and has been interviewed, but even they believe he didn't intend to hurt Kevin Ward Jr., but they could bring other charges of negligence. They're going to look at all the possibilities, and according to CBS News analyst Jack Ford, they said some type of charges could come out of it that don't focus on intent. And if you know anything about NASCAR, and I really don't know a lot, but I am aware and do know of Tony Stewart, and he has a history of rage. Most notably was August 2012 when a raging Stewart threw his helmet at Matt Kenseth's car during a Tennessee race. The helmet hit the vehicle's windshield. On March 2013, he accused Joey Logano of blocking his car at a race. And when it was over, he stormed towards him and shoved him. And, of course, he made the famous threat that if he ever did that again, he'd run him over. So I just threw a couple of pop culture stories at you. The Stewart one I really don't care about, but I'm really sad to hear about Robin Williams. We'll get into some conspiracies coming up next. Check out the website, OutKastRadio.net.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
This is Outkast Radio. I am OCD. Toll free nationwide, 800-313-9443. If you'd prefer to email, it's ocdaustin@yahoo.com and the brand new website, outkastradio.net. Some of the stories we're following, including the video of Tony Stewart, Richard Seed saying that as a transhumanist, the singularity is coming and that he will be a god, and if you get in his way, he'll kill you. Other news making news. Navy orders Bibles removed from base hotels. First, BRICS Bank. Now, BRICS Food Bank. Ebola, another Illuminati psychop. or is it PSYOP? Obama seeks to appease pagan gods. Passwords are officially dead. Human microchipping is right around the corner. Ron Paul, U.S. likely hiding truth on downed Malaysian flight MH17. 250,000 Gazans have no home following Israeli attacks. Ebola quarantine ordered for relief workers returning to North Carolina. You'll find all of those stories at OutkastRadio.net. We have a brand new affiliate, KXAX, in Livingston, Texas, where I did a radio show for about 6 years. And five of those 6 years, every Monday, I had a gentleman come in who became a very good friend and a like-minded individual, a fellow tinfoil hat wearer. His name is Wes Saxton, and he would join me every Monday. And for a couple hours, we would just kind of pull back the curtain and talk about the conspiracy theory of the day du jour. And he was nice enough to drive all the way up from Lake Livingston just to be on the show tonight. And it's great to have you back on the radio. I can't believe we're together again. Oh, hang on a second, Wes. He's obviously not picking you up. Oh, you know what? It's bad on my side. I got it. It's not your fault, Dan. It's my fault. I got to push a button. I know. It's in the back. I'll get it. There we go. Great thing about life, you can always have a do-over. Take two. Hey, everybody. KXAX is a new affiliate in Livingston, and I've got a friend named Wes. Hello, Wes.
Hi. Good to see you.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's do this. Take a quick break, play a little bit of bumper music, and we'll get his mic working. We've got 2.5 hours. Take your time, young man. This is Outkast Radio. I'm OCD. If you can't tell by now, this is live radio. You're not paying attention. Hello, Wes.
Hi.
It's great to have you on board. Wes and I have worked together for 5 years, and every day, every week, religiously, you would come in, and we would just talk about the stories of the day. And so much of what we talked about has come to pass.
That's right. And again, thank you for having me. And it's great to be back together again. I wanted to say how much I appreciate the website. It's just great graphics. I like the way you can maneuver around, and it's user friendly and a lot of good information. And I encourage everybody to check it out. That's outcastradio.net.
Yeah, and Powers deserves all the credit for that. Michael Powers, the salesman, affiliate relations, the man who wears many caps at the network. He did a phenomenal job on it. Let's start today with a topic I talk a lot about on the show, which is microchips. What's the latest on microchips, how it ties into Ebola? Where are we at on the on the scale with microchips?
Well, I know we could sit here and talk about Bashar al-Assad, or your favorite past topic was the Grand Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. But microchips, yeah, that's my signature topic. So in order for people to understand where we are, I think you have to take a couple of steps back. The question is and becomes, how do you convince a nation of 314 million people to jump on board and get on board with some kind of implantable device? It seems like a monumental task, but how we get there and where we are is we do it slowly and surely through what I call creeping gradualism, one step at a time, and it affects every sector of your life, and that's what we're seeing. But to understand how we get to where we are today, we have to take a few steps back and go back to 2005. I know you talked this last week about the Real ID Act. That came about because of security measures, and legislation was passed, and then, of course, the way that works is it takes a couple of years for the states to adopt the regulations. It becomes a federal law. It is federal law, but the states slowly but surely adopt. We're seeing about half the states now. If you just look and scan the newspapers and the internet, you'll see where people are throwing red flags up because they're having to adhere to the Real ID Act. But it basically started there, where it says in the legislation that every citizen, whether you're legal or not, has to upgrade their driver's license. Of course, that's, you know, everybody has to have that for used to use it for identification and driving and all that. But there was a twist put in it. They wanted to, back in 2005, wanted to make it personal. So they created this word called biometric. Biometric means it's part of you. So they're integrating a biometric function into a card through this Real ID Act of 2005 that says, well, we're going to have your fingerprint. And then we have sophisticated cameras that can scan your retina. And so everyone's retina is the same, is not the same. They're all different. So now we can do a fingerprint. We can do a biometric retinal scan. And we can know who you are. You know, that's a big deal for the government, is everybody needs to know who you are, where you come from. So this stems back to 2005. And I think what is really interesting to me during that time, and if you do the research as you and I used to do, and we followed these stories and all these the techniques and the technology, but you'll notice about that time, you can go to the United States Patent and Trademark Office, the USPTO, and see some of the patents that were issued in that era of time there that the government was passing this legislation. So that's really not a conspiracy theory. These were actual laws that were implemented for federal laws, which federal means it's not state to state, that everyone in every state has to adhere to it. It's an edict. So if you look at the patents that were passed, there were a couple there that just jumped out, and you know, you and I have followed these, and one of them at that particular point in time was the human implantable microchip. At the time, and I thought it was one of the most interesting things, after, you know, we spent all our time looking at the implications of all these, the applications and implications, it's interesting to look that you would think, having the Real ID Act having to do with identification, you would think that these patents would parallel and it would be all about identification. The first thing you see, the number one claim, is for financial applications.
And why would it be for financial application first and foremost? We'll find out next. Check out the website, outcastradio.net.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
From somewhere deep in a bunker, surrounded by a moat, covered with aluminum foil. It's Outcast Radio with Outcast Don. And now here he is, OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. 800-313-9443. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, today we're talking about biometrics. You can also email me if you're shy, ocdaustin@yahoo.com. When you go to the website, I have a brand new blog, The Week in Review. The podcasts are uploaded daily, and the news is current and up to date. And you'll find that along with all the videos and your chance to give us your input at outcastradio.net. Before the break, Wes and I were talking about the Real ID Act. Back in 2005, the patent was granted, and in it was a provision for finances. Why would they have something in there for finances? And what we're trying to do is show you that all of this is purposeful, and we're on a timeline, and we're getting near the end of the game. Okay, let's go back, 2005, the Real ID, a provision for finances. Why is that?
Well, That again was one of the shocking points to me when I did the research at the United States Patent and Trademark Office. I figured identification would be top of the list, but people say, what about today? What do you see in the newspapers? What's the big stories? The stories right now, the big headline is immigration. Let's talk about that for a second. How do you fix that? I mean, I took my 7-year-old grandson to tell him to go to the dollar store the day. I gave him a couple of dollars, and I said, let's go get you whatever you want for arts and crafts. And three times before we got to the truck and four times before we got to the store, he had lost his money. Didn't know where he put it. So you think, you hear, well, we're going to give everyone a card. Well, think about this. The government admits that 20% of the people within the first 6 months of adults, 18 and older, would lose their card. Well, that'd gain access for everyone to have their particular biometrics, and little kids can't keep up with anything. So what's the ultimate solution right there? You say, well, okay, why not have the same technology that you use when you swipe your card inside your hand? You know, it's there with you all the time. You can't lose it. So you think of the question. The question is, and the numbers, we run the numbers. We've been looking at the numbers for 4 or 5 years. The government would say, well, we got 11 million illegals here. I'm thinking that number's much higher, 25, 30 million myself, just just my own personal opinion. And how do you get everybody in a room and say, okay, how long have you been here? Have you paid taxes? Do you have any records? Are you renting somewhere? Have you bought a car? What day did you get here? If they're going to come up and say, whether it's an executive order or some type of vote or legislation, they're going to say, well, as of effective this date, everyone that's here, effective this date, come down, get your biometrics. Then everyone else that's not here after that date, we'll have to close the board and say, well, you know, you're not here. Well, if you lose your card, what about scanning? You know, to me, it seems like we have congressmen proposing that in conversation. I'd like to see them chip. So I think if you look at the creeping gradualism, it becomes one-stop shopping. It does work and solve this problem. I think the card loss issue in itself is going to be really big. When you look at the way technology has advanced, then it seems to me like an ultimate solution. You don't have to worry about a card. Little kids are going to lose them anyway. What are other countries doing? You know, you've talked this week about India. India's what, 400 million?
Yeah, and you've got 600 million have already signed up.
600 million, that number's growing. China has 1.6 billion. They seem to want to lead the world in technology. But what you notice is the biometrics and the technology is taking us down this slippery slope and this road to a single point, and that's what we're bottlenecking to right now. Now, there's some other things that people need to understand when you're talking about technology, biometrics, scanners, chips, microchips. There's been, for the last couple of years, and you know this, we've covered it, a move to replace the universal product code with what is known as an EPC, which is an electronic product code. And what that is, these manufacturers now have got these things down to, if you took an ink pen and dotted a paper, these things are that small. They're weaving them into our clothes, our shoes, our tires, hats. Everything that we wear and buy in a store now has these hidden EPCs, and stores use that to track your habits, what you buy. For example, if you go to your favorite store three times in 1 week, as you go through the scanners, they start building a database of knowing what kind of products, what kind of milk you buy, what kind of socks you wear. You know, everything about you is being recorded. If you pay with a credit card, that number is associated with those transactions. So there is a behind-the-scenes system being set up as well. Now, think about the uses of that. Everything has an EPC. What if you walked into a scanner and you were wanted by the law for some criminal activity? Well, the pair of socks that you wear is going to, when you walk through the scanner, is going to tell off who you are and identify you through the clothing that you wear.
And most people don't even realize this, that they're carrying around, we're all carrying around EPCs, and nobody seems to be aware of it.
That's right. All the major manufacturers now and all the big box stores, this is the technology that they use. There is a commercial that you can see on YouTube where a customer goes into the store, starts putting the articles into his backpack and exits the store without paying anything. And everybody says, well, how did he pay? Well, the theory is everyone is identified through a new 16-digit number, which 16 digits encompasses the globe. It's a global system. And as you go through the store, you're scanned. You take your items. And as you exit the store, this is relayed through your bank account, and you pay for your goods and services just by scanning in, scanning out. This is where the big box stores want to be. They don't want any lines. They don't want long lines. They want to be able to scan in and scan out. Another thing that we see in the news is provisions in Obamacare. A lot of people don't know. You and I covered this. I remember when I was in Louisiana when all that stuff passed. I stayed up all night and watched the vote. And I knew right then that this was another creeping gradualism step that we had to take the bottleneck to where we're headed. And one of the provisions in there, and a lot of people don't know this, it says in there that the Secretary of Health and Human Services, who is currently Sylvia Birdwell, I'm watching her, some of the things that she does, because at any point in time, she has to perform the duties within this bill we call, and that's now law, Obamacare. And one of the provisions in there says that the Secretary of Health and Human Services must create a registry. And when I saw that, and this thing came to a vote and it passed, I was like, wow, you know, pretty soon we're going to have to do this. It's a mandate, it's an edict by the federal government, it's a federal law. So what it does, it commands that she sets up a registry of what they define as devices that are implantable. Now, you know, you and I saw that article the other day that 40% of Americans is walking around with some type of EPC or trackable computer chip inside them that they don't even know. Maybe you've gone to the dentist and there's one in your tooth. I know a lady called me one time, sent me an email and said that she had just had surgery, cancer surgery, and they had implanted chips in her to monitor the progress. So all types of implantable devices are out there. So this bill calls for a registry. Now, I got a lot of people looking at this a little bit closer, because an implantable Class C device fits the criteria of the patent that we're talking about that was granted back in 2005. So there is a correlation there that ties in with the next provision of that act, which is it demands that every citizen, whether you're legal or not, have what is known as a digital electronic health record. Now think about this. If you go to the doctor, you know, we went to the doctor the other day, and you scan a card or scan yourself in, and the way they're trying to set it up is there's monitors, just like there's scanners on the highway. When you go down the highway with easy tags and things, there's scanners inside the office. You scan in, you go to a treatment room, you get treated, you can technically scan out and pay your bill just by going and scanning. It's all a cashless type system. It's all technology. And yet now we find we have these federal laws like the Real ID Act, we have Obamacare, that are calling for provisions to create registries, a new 16-digit number to identify everyone in order to go get health care. So there's two main things we see in the news right there: immigration, health care. And just think about this. What if you got in your car and you drove four or five states over, and you were allergic to medications, or you have to take medication, and you had a car wreck and got knocked unconscious? Well, they say what they can do is just scan your hand. Your chip is with you at all times. There's no need to call your family. There's no trying to find all your personal health records. They just know everything about you instantly with a scan. They can treat you. They give you medications. They don't have to worry about just mixing drugs and all that. And that is one of the big pushes they have for this healthcare network.
Well, and think about this. You've got all this wonderful technology based by and backed by the federal law. If only you had a crisis, I don't know, maybe an influx of illegal immigrants, maybe Ebola on the horizon. Oh, wait a second, there's two right there. Check out the website, outcastradio.net.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. You know, Wes, I was telling you off air before we got on that, you know, I have a few people that email me hate emails. And so, even on this shift, I still got the same people sending me hate emails. Let's see. Pass this on to all. Jews, Bolsheviks, mass majority, and Yiddish have murdered over 150 billion white people. How many people are on the planet?
7 billion.
Okay. Okay. Not only are you ignorant, sir, your math skills need work. Let's see. Mark writes in a great homage for Robin Williams. I don't have time to read all of it right now, but it looks pretty darn good. And Lynn writes in, just unsubscribe and they will stop. Well, that was me writing to her. Let's see what she wrote. That was very touching. Thank you, Lynn. She is listening. She says your spiritual side is the draw. There you go. All right, what we're doing is we're showing you how all of this is purposeful. For those of you who are still unfortunately stuck in the right-left paradigm and think this is all Obama's fault, we're showing you that he is merely the latest spokesperson for the New World Order. We're going back to 2005 with George Bush and the Real ID. and we're showing you step by step, precept by precept, that this is all planned and it is all purposeful. Pick up where you left off.
Yeah, not only that, this, you know, this technology affects most every aspect of our life. Think of the cradle to the grave babies in the ER. I know if you've been to the hospital when a baby's born, they had the they call it the Halo program, where if you take the baby out of the nursery, it sets the scanner off and locks all the doors down. So if you think about, that's a newborn baby all the way through to the elderly, which we would call a condition that some of the elderly people get called Alzheimer's. There is a big push now that we want to implant all Alzheimer's patients, so if they wander off, it's called a wandering program, then we can GPS and find their location in case they, you know, go to the store and end up 20 miles away and don't know where they are. We have the technology to use this as a tracking device as well. So from cradle to grave, it's a program. It's a 16-digit identification number, unique to you, that you basically implemented, you can't use, lose. So what about your constitutional rights? There's a couple of them that come up to mind right off the bat. The Second Amendment, you have the constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Now I am seeing programs where military applications all the way down, they're trying to trickle down to individual levels, where if you, for instance, had your chip in your hand with your radio frequency identification device, you can have that receiver put into your gun so that you couldn't pick my pistol up and shoot it or fire it. It would only react to my particular 16-digit RFID number. Military is looking at that. Individuals, I think that is going to be the way of the future. You're going to see more and more of that. If you look at some of the wallets that's out there right now, they have these little smart wallets. It's kind of like a clicker device. It has a little square in it. And right now, some of your credit cards have these implanted chips in them. And these things will send a message out almost 160 feet in some cases. So they got these little e-wallets that you can put your card in, and you can just slam it like that real quick. And as you push the pieces together, it exposes that chip, and you can actually go through scanners or scan a, you know, you've seen the gas stations where you don't have to swipe your card, you can just wave it, that type of application. And there's just a huge push to get this technology. The thing of it is, we're taking it a step further. The technology does exist where you can have it with you at all times. What about, here's a big one right here. There's 290 million people in the world that have diabetes. There's a new technology. It's actually not new, but you're going to see more and more of it, where instead of sticking yourself and checking your blood sugar three or four times a day in that invasive way, if you did have that implantable microchip, you can now take your iPhone, scan it, and it would tell you what your blood sugar levels are. And if it's too high, it relays a text message and email to your doctor, and they can then text you what you need to do to correct it.
Getting back to the Second Amendment, because I think when you were talking about the gun, some people were like, what? You're talking about a chip in your hand that is talking to the chip in your gun.
Correct.
Now, how do we get to the point where the guns have chips?
Well, I'm seeing that now. If you do research in there, you'll see that there are, you know, there's a military application for that. Obviously, there's a gun safety application for that for children. And again, these things that I'm telling you are some things you're going to be seeing. There's a lot of things that we know are coming, like the black boxes on cars. Maybe people don't know what that is. We'll talk about it in a minute. But let's go back to this medical application. You got the diabetes, it's called the glucochip. You have EPCs now. FDA has approved these tiny EPCs for your pills. What if you're elderly and you say, well, did I take my medication at 7 o'clock? I don't remember. Should I take it again? And that would be bad. If I don't take it again, I didn't take it, that's going to be bad. So there's that dilemma of, did I take it? Did I not take it? Well, hey, take your smartphone and scan your stomach and see what time you took it.
And these are biodegradable.
Correct. And I don't know how that works,
but that's how it works.
Stay in there or pass out.
Yeah.
But, okay, think about it. You got EPCs in your pills. You got them in your clothes. Your trash now. You know it's $500 if you throw trash out on the road. Well, guess what? If you went to the store and paid for your merchandise with a credit card, which identifies your your name to a number to what you bought, and you throw trash out, all they have to do is scan these EPCs and know, hey, that bag of trash was yours. I mean, you know, it's
And especially in a city like Austin, which is a model for Agenda 21, the day is coming where the trash man could literally scan the garbage can and assess a fine based on the fact that you didn't put the right refuse in the right container.
We did that story a year ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that's widespread today and growing stronger. You know, the FBI, the NSA, crime fighting, this all benefits. You know, they'll push it as a benefit. This is a benefit here. You know, there's never a downswing or a negative. It's always something good. So you have what about the scanners? Let's talk about the scanners in every store you go in, the malls, every store, the highway, going down the road. What if what if you're wanted and you're just driving down the road and one of these scanners scans you and beep, beep, you know, there you are. I mean, it's there's a lot of law enforcement benefits behind this, but the security systems for your home, you can wave your hand, turn it on, turn it off. I mean, my daughter's car does not have a key. And you know, I get in there and I'm jiggling the ignition switch. It's just locked in. So what's the deal? She hands this token, and it has to be within 5 foot of the ignition. It turns an RFID chip.
And 2 years ago on the show we used to do back in Livingston, we talked about a unique token for the Internet. And what did we find out this week? That the Russian, quote-unquote, mafia has stolen, what, a half a billion passwords and usernames? When I get on my Yahoo account now, they keep asking me for a new password. This day of the password is become passé. Well, it's going to be antiquated very soon.
You know, you and I did that story almost 2 years ago, and I was doing some research, and I saw a bill back in Florida was passed back at that time. And it caught my attention because it was a transportation bill, and I don't know why I was reading a transportation bill in Florida. I was just really out there. And then all of a sudden in there it says, for registrations for automobiles, they're gonna pass out this security token. I'm like, well, what's that? I did more research, and then what you find out is, you know, what happens if you go out of town, you have your laptop, you can't get online, everything is blocked out with passwords. Then what's stopping them from saying, hey, a $5 fee for 24 hours? Here's your security token. You can gain access to in there. What if you have business that you have to really, you really have to get this done? So there's a lot of bottlenecking going on from a lot of different angles, but that security token was a real big one there, and it really alarmed me when I saw the United States passing this multi-billion-dollar transportation bill. They're 2,000 pages. You can't read them. You can't even find what's on them. You got to pass them to see what's in them. And what do legislators do? If you've got a good idea and you can't get enough votes, what do? You get this bill that's coming up that everybody's going to vote on, and what do? You just 2,000 pages, you insert it in the middle, and all of a sudden everybody say aye, and that gets passed. Because when you insert that into 2,000 pages and the vote is yes, guess what happens? Federal law. Overnight.
In studio guest is Wes Saxton, the website outcastradio.net. Coming up next hour, we'll talk about the money and what's going on with the BRICS and the IMF.